Welcome to The Creator Life, a podcast that goes to the minds of different content creators. I'm Julian, the creator behind Utterly Random Techie, and I'm so grateful you're listening to the show. If you haven't already, subscribe on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you're listening to podcasts. You can leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, as it really helps the show a lot into the next year. So, sorry for not doing episodes in the past 2 weeks. I've been busy with the Christmas season and everything going on. I have a cold right now. So weird. I'm in a coffee shop here in Cebu, just chilling, trying to get a podcast in before the new year. Although this will be up by new year, so yeah. So this will be the last episode for season one. Season one of The Creator Life. So if you've been listening to me from the beginning, which is most probably my friends, admittedly, but to those who caught up and listened to a lot of episodes, thank you for listening through all the bad audio, because I just recently got this mic like a month ago. Yeah, so thank you for listening through all the bad audio, all the background noise. I think there'll be background noise in this one, I'm not sure. But thank you. If you just listened recently, because of the multitude of reasons I mentioned outside the podcast, so this one, like a certain giveaway I'm doing right now, I don't know. You should check the blog if you want to know what that is. So thank you for giving this podcast a shot, and even podcasting in general a shot. I think that 2018... it's a year of awareness for podcasting in the Philippines, and I'm happy that it's really happening right now. So I hope to be able to give value to each and every one of you next year, 2019, and hopefully entertain you guys in the process. So I'm alone, no guests right now. To prepare for season 2 and all my content for next year, I'm going to be taking a break. It might be as long as the one I took for Christmas, but it's for me to plan, to know what kind of content I should be putting out on my tech blog and my coffee blog. So yeah, in case you didn't know, I have a coffee blog. It's not that active this year, since I've been really struggling this year to do my blogs consistently. So that's why I'm going to be taking a 3-week break to sort out my plans for my content. Don't worry, season 2 comes out January. So next month, aka next year. So don't be long until you'll be listening to a new episode. I don't have the date yet specifically, but I'll announce maybe on the feed here and on social media. So since I don't have a guest right now, I'll just be doing my favorites for 2018. So it could be anything, food, content creation, tech, coffee. Yeah. So, yep. Okay. So I have to mention this first, because this is like the most surprising thing I discovered while I was on vacation. So if you didn't know, I was in Cagayan de Oro for approximately 5 days, and I spent Christmas there with family, because every year we do have a Christmas party with all my relatives. Sometimes it's in Cagayan de Oro, sometimes it's just here, but this year was the year we go to Cagayan de Oro. So we spent 5 days there. It was fun. We spent time at a water park. It's called Seven Seas Water Park. There were many insane slides and rides there. So if you're a faint-hearted, if it's not really for the faint-hearted, that's what I was trying to say. So yeah. So sorry guys, I really have a cold and I don't know where I got this. My favorite surprise that I discovered in Cagayan de Oro is Maxi Mango. If you don't know what this is, it's a local brand in the Philippines. Basically makes anything mango. So like mango bits, mango float, mango juice, you can name anything. So what I discovered thanks to my cousin, I won't name people here, Carlo. Okay. Thanks to Carlo for helping me discover this. Maxi Mango. Mango float is like, so good. First time I ate it was we went to SMCDO downtown premiere. And after we ate dinner, we ate Maxi Mango. It was so good. No regrets. I ate like one or two more since that time. So, yeah. Maxi Mango. Check them out. They're in Facebook. They're in Instagram. I think they're not in Cebu yet, but I'm not sure. I'll have to ask the owners through their page. Which leads me, my next favorite, this is my favorite medium of content this year, it's podcasts. It's not videos, it's not blog posts, although, yeah, I do blog posts myself, but I love podcasts. Like, this year alone is where I really invested most of my downtime on podcasts. I mean, I've been doing that for a year or two now, but like way more this year. Like, I've listened to different kinds. I mean, I listen mostly to technology, but I've been listening to movie stuff. I've been listening to interview podcasts, especially ones here locally. It's a great discovery, and I hope in the next year, 2019, more and more people, especially in the Philippines, get to do podcasting and at the same time listen to podcasts, because it's a way better medium when you're stuck in traffic, when you want just downtime for yourself. So yeah, it's nice. At the very least, it's nice background noise compared to, like, I don't know, random EDM. No offense to EDM fans, I'm just not a fan myself. So, on to the topic of podcasts. My favorite podcast in Cebu, before I mention that, there are like only a few of us, so I'm gonna exclude myself why would I include myself in this? So weird. So, my favorite Cebuano podcast besides mine is 032 Conversations. It's a podcast that talks to creatives in Cebu and maybe outside. I haven't found out if the host Carlo Villarica. Okay, it's a shout out to you, dude. It's a show where he talks to creatives and how they live and how they do their work. Yeah, I think it's the tagline. I have code, sorry. It's a very nice perspective. Like, it goes on like 2 hours or 3 hours depending on the guest, but like it's basically a interview about what an artist or a designer or musician or whatever, what they do. It's very interesting to listen to. I don't know, I find long, I couldn't sit through one long podcast. I usually pause. But yeah, I listen through the whole thing. Don't skip. I'm not a skipper, actually. I don't skip. I don't even skip podcast ads. Because, like, if it's a podcast ad, you can just, like, go to the CRP, then come back. There, simple. If you're not a fan of podcast ads. Anyway, yeah, I really enjoy 032 Conversations. I just listened to the part 1, the recap. I think part 2 comes out by the time I put this out, just tomorrow. Yeah, I plan to put it out on the first day of 2019. Very apropos, I think. Yeah. I think this, I won't be mentioning all my favorites. It's gonna take forever. I listed it down right away, so I won't be lost. So, but sticking to the theme of podcasts, my favorite Filipino podcast, like not in Cebu, is Wake Up with Jim and Sab. It's like a discovery that I would never forget that I found. Either it was on Spotify or was it on Facebook. I don't remember where I found it. So I found it and it was really interesting to hear a married couple, like fairly new, like Jim Baccaro and Sab Magalona Baccaro. It's really interesting. They talk about, it's basically a slice of life podcast, if I had to describe a genre for it. Like they talk about their married life, they talk about their experiences in college, high school, they talk about their experiences in parties and random etiquette stuff. It's like so amazing. You wouldn't think it would be interesting, but yeah, it gets interesting every time. So love that. My favorite new podcast I discovered this year though, besides all those, is like they're actually fairly new for me this year, is Converge. It's an interview show. It's an interview game show hosted by Casey Newton of The Verge. If you're familiar with technology websites, you might have spotted TheVerge.com. It's been out. The site's out for like more than 5 years now. Converge is basically a very unique interview game show where it's all about the personality behind the top tech people. It's really interesting. The lightning round is really cool. The big idea where they have to present a big idea that's not self-promotional. It's something that you thought of and it's really cool. And the random final round games are cool. I laugh sometimes. So weird. So that's it, Converge. So I'll be leaving links to the show notes, by the way, in case you're not familiar with the podcast. This one, my favorite video show, regardless, like on Facebook, Dare David, by far. Very interesting. It's hosted by David Wild X and Dodong Dave. So they're local creators, I would say. And the dares are doing is insane. I mean, I enjoy when David does the Jeep and the selling bottled water. It's like a culture immersion of some sort. Where like Dave went pole dancing and then he would be thrown by snowballs. It's like so funny. Kept laughing every time, every episode. I don't encounter an episode of Dare David where I didn't laugh. If the aim was to make me laugh, then yeah, really did its job. So yeah, I mean, there's Lai Shou Ka Di, but sometimes I wouldn't relate to Lai Shou Ka Di. Sorry, Alem. I wouldn't really relate a lot to Lai Shou Ka Di, even though like it's really relatable. But it's like sometimes it gets dark. So yeah. So now we're on to the tech side of my favorites. So first up, favorite tech personalities. So oh crap, I did not put the local ones. I am sorry. I'm just gonna mention it right now. So I'll start with my favorite local tech personalities. Yep. So yeah, I can only think of one group at this point. It's called Gadget Match. They've been doing great work and their videos are like good. I love their reviews. They take their time. The pace is very comfortable for those who are not necessarily into tech reviews, because like sometimes when you watch a tech review from a YouTuber from the US, sometimes they go so fast that sometimes you can't catch it, so you have to rewind a bit. Or like it's something like if you're me But I'm fine with those YouTubers. But if you're like someone who, if you're like not into that as much, then yeah, getting into Gadget Match's reviews are great. So yeah, Michael Josh, Isa, who else is there? Rodneil. Yeah, love you guys. I love the things that you do in Gadget Match. So keep it up, 2019. We'll look forward to your CES content. You're probably gonna be CES. So yeah, now for the tech personalities in the world. First up, MKBHD. So yes, he has a team now since he wants to pump out more content. Although yeah, I love MKBHD's style of reviews. They're not the typical pace of like, I mean, I like his style of review. That's how I can sum it up. And the autofocus series. Gold. Because like, yes, he is new at making car videos. He makes cars look very sexy. Very good. I'm not necessarily a car person. But yeah, he makes cars look very interesting to me. Because of technology. Since cars are basically computers at this point. Next is Jonathan Morrison, or he was known as TLD, but I guess he scaled that back a bit. So his videos, my favorite videos of him were, that he did was like the iPad Pro editing. It was like, wow, you can edit video and audio on the iPad Pro. I mean, I was already a bit open to the iPad Pro workflows, where why they called it Pro. Although I still prefer the Mac, but that's just my personal preference. But when I saw him edit another YouTuber's video, which is my next favorite tech personality, Dave2D, it's like, wow. I can't believe he was able to edit that video out of an iPad Pro. Before I continued watching the full edit, so I had to watch the final product on Dave2D's channel. It was so great. I was amazed what you can really do. I think there are some transitions you still can't do on the iPad Pro yet, especially in that Luma Fusion app. Again, I'll leave the links to what I'm mentioning in the show notes. That's wow. So yeah, another one is Dave2D, where yes, he uses Apple products, but he knows the reality also. Oh, I forgot to put one more. I'll just put it in a hurry right here. Yeah. So yeah, Dave2D. I like the animations in his intros. Very cool. Yep. So another one, I just added it right now. It's Rene Ritchie, where he does this series called Vector. At first I didn't really get into it because it was like everyday content. But then when I watched his videos, like I get hooked, and then like I go back to his previous videos, and he explains Apple in an objective way, but at the same time he has some personal preference which I like. So yeah, so, that Rene Ritchie, and I love the way he did the Apple Pencil review using the Apple Pencil, like he did those drawings the whole time. So cool. Yeah. So favorite review I made. So it's now, we're now leaning towards my stuff. So the favorite review I made on my tech blog, which is utterlyrandomtechie.com, shameless blog, it's actually the Oppo F9 review for multiple reasons. One, I did not plan that. It was like I got the chance to do it, so I did it, and then took advantage of it during vacation. It was like a 3-day vacation in Manila. Yeah, it was cool. And I loved I really loved my experience with the Oppo F9. Really changed my perception with mid-range smartphones. I think you really don't need, if you need a phone, you don't need the flagship anymore. I haven't said that definitively until I got the F9 for review. It's insane. So Oppo, wow, the F9 is like amazing. I was really surprised. Like, the performance was fast and I didn't experience that much lag. The usual problems I encounter were Android problems more than Oppo's. I mean, software, I mean, at this point, I don't really mind the software on Oppo phones. I don't mind it. It's made for its intended audience, usually, which is the audience here in Asian markets. I don't know how they'll do that when they reach Europe, but we'll see about that. Yeah. So, lastly, for my favorites, I have favorite episodes of the podcast, since it makes sense. Since I've been talking about my favorites so far, so I want to end this podcast with the favorites of this podcast, like my favorite episodes of the podcast so far. Because 2019 will be a whole year of podcasting, so wish me luck, guys. So, first up, when I knew I wanted to start podcasting, I had to get her on the podcast. Isa Perez, or commonly known as Isa Please. We actually laughed about how people call her Miss Pliase or something. I really laughed. So here's a clip from our episode, me and Isa. Maybe I'll just leave those two swears there and not swear for the rest of the way.
Let's try to not swear.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to aim for, clean. So I ran out of questions, and I'm just trying this now.
Yeah.
And if it works, I'm gonna make it stick. So I'm giving this spot to you to ask me anything. It could be anything, maybe not actually anything, because I want it to be as clean as possible, and I don't want to get into trouble with certain people. I don't want to be name dropping and stuff.
So, okay.
Go for it.
Well, I originally wanted to ask you why your name is Utterly Tech Vlog.
The Utterly Random Techie. It's so weird, because I kept cycling through many names.
Yeah.
Then, I reached a point when I'm a techie, but I do other shit.
Yeah.
Okay, I swore again. I may have to do exit. Oh, fine, I'll just make this explicit. I can't hold it. Maybe. We'll see.
I love the effect I have on you. You're cursing.
I'm not so. My first two episodes, it's just really clean.
You know, that's the thing. You just need to let out the curve. You need to just let it out. It's nice to swear. Majority of people who swear actually can contain their anger more.
Yeah.
But that doesn't seem to be the case for me, because the more I swear, the angrier I get. I'm just like...
There are those people.
I'm just like, dude, I'm just gonna curse. Whatever. I've always had a sailor mouth anyway, so whatever.
Okay. So, yeah. I'm a techie, but I do other things. I'm not just that's my main thing. I do tech, but I do stuff, other stuff too. I drink coffee. I go to a mall. I shop. I eat or something.
Yeah.
There was even a point where I had to do a separate Instagram account just for every single food item I eat. which got tiring in a while. I was like, why do I have to post everything about food? And it's like, why? It's the same food. If another person goes to the store and gets the same food, maybe it won't look the same because chefs are different and presentation is whatnot, but it's essentially the same food.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of random that way. I can put something else in that's not necessarily tech but can get there.
Yeah.
Because these days everything is touched with technology, and some we're feeling some of the consequences now, especially with Facebook and how it's it used to be very free, but we're now feeling the consequences of using or abusing that power.
Yeah.
So, there. Utterly is like more of an amplification word there. Yeah. So, there. That's why I named it that word. Nice. And I love saying it. I was planning to shorten the usernames for the other social media platforms. And then I'm tired. Now I have to build it up again.
Yeah, that's it.
That's why sometimes when you pick it, you have to pick that certain name.
Yeah.
You don't want to be changing it too much.
That's why, like, I always stuck to Isa Pia's. I tried playing around with different names. I started as the little black sheep Fasha, and I was like,
that's reaching.
LBS Fasha, and then people were like, what's LBS, loose bowel syndrome? And like, okay, we're changing it. So.
Oh, gosh.
But, like, Isa Pia's, it really stuck, and, like, actually, you know what? I would go to events and people thought my last name was Piase. I'm like, no. Is it please? I'm like, no. It's Perez. They're like, oh, your last name's not Piase. I'm like, no. So I'm like, okay.
I never, like when I see your handle on the blog and everything, I never assumed that it was a last name. It was like a tag or something.
It's happened multiple times.
Oh, gosh.
People actually thought my last name was Pliase. So I'm like, no, I've never heard anyone with a last name that's Pliase. And it's
oh,
not.
Oh, God. It's like you can make certain jokes with that. Like, if your last name is like, please.
I know. I love it.
That
so
you
much.
Were like referring to the person even though you're just being polite.
Yeah. Miss please.
Oh, my gosh.
I like it.
It actually rolls good in the tongue.
Yeah.
So that was Isa and I talking about God knows what. It's really funny because, like, every time we talk and then she goes on this talking chain and I just laugh and laugh and laugh. She was the first guest that made me swear on the podcast. Since then, I'm like, just swear. We'll just mark explicit on the episodes. And it didn't stop since. Next up was very interesting conversation with Margo of the visualtraveler.net. We talked about the state of content creation in Cebu. Like, how we should be more collaborative now rather than being competitive. Although there's competition, sure, but you have to be more collaborative now. Because, like, in the end, if one gets a bad rep, we all get a bad rep. So, here's the clip.
Because, you know, some businesses, when they invite media, yeah. They do give honorarium or something. I think that's something that should be extended to bloggers and vloggers.
That's true.
It's not just because it's not about the freebies, no, but if people only knew
how hard it really is,
to edit your videos, yeah. To come up with, you know, those
concepts.
With the concept.
Because, like, you can't just, these days, you can't just, like, write the same thing or do the same kind of video. You have to spice it up. Because at the end of the day, most of us are, like, posting about the same thing, but what makes you stand out from the rest?
That's true. And, yeah, sometimes they also said, the crawlers or something, bots.
Yeah, they keep changing. Google keeps changing their search engine
yeah.
to tailor to favor one type of content over the other. Like, it's just weird that they own YouTube and they always put their videos. That's another topic
yeah.
for another day. But
going back to what you said, the Cebu content creators should step up.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm seeing that a lot. Actually, aside from them, you know, commenting about
yeah.
you know those businesses or those you know
yeah.
those who invite, but they're also very what they call critical now of even fellow content creators.
Yes.
If you saw some of
yes,
the recent,
there are so many.
You know, super edited the photos.
I mean,
why are you posting this? I know it's environmental, whatever.
Maybe the super edited photos. Like, it's so weird why you would post edited stuff
to editing. too much editing too much. Yeah. It's not the contest.
Well, it's not the actual thing. It's like, especially if you're talking about a place.
Expectation versus reality.
You don't want, you actually don't want that. Let the fast food chains do that. Don't be like them.
So now people are not scared anymore. They are posting these things. And I was reading in it and I was telling my friend, people are really, it's so funny. I don't want to join the fray, but I said,
They care.
They're really telling this, people, oh, what you're doing is that's not right. It's affecting us as well, yeah. Right? Because what if people will read our post and then they say, wrong, or...
Because it's not just a reflection of, the one who posts it. It's a reflection of everyone.
The entire community. Yeah. So, same thing rin na, we also have maybe aspiring bloggers or vloggers now. They also have the responsibility. It's not just for fun. It's not just for you. You also have to take note of the community.
Yeah, the people around that space.
That's true. So, we want to minimize that.
Of course, you want to minimize that.
Because we are getting some businesses.
Because it's like, getting these events or these activities where we get something. It's not just that we get something. There's actually an exchange.
Yes.
That is something that's wrong with the mindset of other people who think hello, blogger, we get free stuff. And then
it's not true.
No. It's not free stuff. It's free with an asterisk.
With conditions. No?
Yeah.
You have to write this. You have to blog. You have to post this within days.
But then there's the side where maybe some other entities are expecting too much out of certain groups or people.
That's right.
And then they don't know how to temper their expectations.
Uh-huh.
Cebu is vastly different from Manila, but it doesn't have to be we're inferior to them or
That's
something.
Right.
No. It's about time that Cebu has to really step up.
Actually, I remember, I think it was last year we were in one event in Marco Polo.
Mm-hmm.
I was with Doisky and Carlo.
Yeah.
And I told them, you know what, we should create a blogger or vlogger, content creators na community talaga. It's not a cooperative, but we should talk about it. We should set guidelines. Parang, the kapisana ng mga broadcasters.
We should be
KVP or something.
It's about time.
We have to professionalize it.
It's about time that we, how should I say this, not be limited to our groups or whatsoever.
That's right.
At the end of the day, we all are affected by what's happening to this space, especially in Cebu. We don't want to give businesses an impression that we're bad or something.
That's true. So I said, we should do something. We should come up with certain guidelines or an organization talaga na. Content creators or vloggers or
so,
bloggers or
an
social
equivalent
media
of KBP or something.
Yeah. Why not? Diba?
Yeah. I think Carlo mentioned that to me in a way. Yeah. We have, when people talk with other people, then those people talk with you.
Oh.
And then
it's a nice idea, but maybe we just need a strong personality or I don't know.
Someone who can actually...
Yeah.
Gather
all these people and then come up with, let's create this.
They're we have different, it's really funny that that's why I love this, doing this podcast, because I'm not limiting it to talking about the person I'm guesting or something, but talking about the content creation topic in general. And I would like to stress out that it's really a very nice opportunity to be talking about this with different kinds of people.
Yeah, that's true.
So you just listened to my conversation with Margot. I really think her viewpoint on content creation in Cebu is really interesting. And I hope to get her back in the podcast with some guests on a topic that I really want to talk about. because it's something that I want to talk about. Like, I know some creators who are going through or working in this industry while doing their thing. So I want to know how they do it. Next up is my episode with Ramsey. That's episode 14. Yeah, episode 14 of the podcast. He just recently came back from his hometown of Surigao. Very cool. Near Siargao. Yeah, it is near. I don't know how near. So yeah, we were talking about like random things, and I wanted to share this very favorite clip of mine where he got into a very scary story of him and a Grab driver. So listen. Take a listen, guys.
Yeah. I'm pretty wholesome. I don't swear. I'm a pretty wholesome guy.
Wholesome. Right.
This is a I believe this is a Christian podcast.
Christian podcast.
Okay, so one of the most interesting things na itabo na ako, I think you've seen, I posted it sa timeline. That a Grab driver, I had an incident.
What happened?
So what happened is this. I was with Garlo. I was at his house.
Yeah.
And I needed to go to IT Park.
Yep.
Okay, I was meeting a guy. I was about to buy headphones.
Okay.
So I needed a ride. Yeah. I tried Angkas.
Mm-mm.
Like, it's like 15 minutes. Mag-meet me within 20. It's been like 15 minutes of me trying to grab. I mean, to book an Angkas. Wala good. Okay, I'm gonna be late. Try na ako grab.
Yeah.
Oh, nanaday yun. Nanawag siya. Ano siya, sir? Oh. What ako dia? Na ako sa my Burger King sa Maparagdait or I don't know.
Yeah.
What ako dia? After ato tawag niya tadod, boom, nawa akong data like ni Earth, mura bitaw na like kasi LTE na signal.
Okay.
Nawala. No da na load.
Yeah.
No man na root na akong data, ang subscription. So I fix that. I go back to the app. What happens? Bisag ka nang mag-track bito ang Grab na so car maglihok.
Oo.
It went away. So I was brought back sa booking screen.
Oh.
So I entered destination. I even tried restarting the app, turning my data on and off. Wala na good. Okay. And I had no way to reach the guy. Kay wala ko'y pantawag niya. Wala ko'y pantext. Then I only had internet, which appeal ito. Wala na siya. Di na siya mag-chat. I really need to go. Kay nala akong kuhan. Kamit.
Okay, yeah.
I was like, oh my God, nasa man na ako. Wala. Ha? I need to go na karon.
Yeah.
Try na ko. Angkas.
Nana.
Nada yun, bam.
Yeah.
I ride ako. I go on my kuan. Gibutang na ako ang phone sa bag.
Yeah.
Went on my way. I arrived to my destination. Pagabot na ako. What the heck? So, 2 missed calls. 1 text saying this. Let me show it to you.
Yeah, I saw the screenshot, but like...
Okay, I'm gonna read it. Samantha,
it's like scathing kasi siya nga text.
Did I delete it?
I don't know.
Shit.
Did you?
I don't know. Asa to?
Let me find it.
Alright, here we go.
There.
He said, quote unquote, putang ina kang yawa ka, hawat ako diha, kaila paruhon tikang animala ka. I was like,
what
oh, damn.
The fuck?
Is this for real? I tried to explain it out of courtesy. Niingon ko niya na mo niya tabo. I just explained to you guys.
Yeah.
Ngayon, pasailo. I was even... Kalit, after sending that last text,
yeah.
Tawag siya kalit. Ano siya? Sa ingon ni mo? Yawa ka? Butangin ka? What ako dia? Paruhon niya. Kita ka lagi ka. Mahay kita buwang ka. Balik na.
Mm.
I tried. Nag-try kito butt in na. Kalma lang kuya kay pwede man tani ma resolve. I was even in considering na imit ko dire tagaan ni kag compensation or unsa ba. Di magit siya magpukon. Init kay ulo ako sa na kuyawan ako unsa man ni unsa problema ni niya.
Okay.
Ako gibutang ang tawag of course. I reported sa Grab then they still have they reach out to me back then they said they were gonna deal with it. Okay. Of course di magin na pwede. Then ay nag-consider ko tong actually ipa-blotter na lagi just in case pero na-busy man ko so I haven't managed to do it
at least we have like public
I mean, audio record right now.
I actually have one of his voicemails. Kaya ko gitrack sa Facebook.
Yeah, ang gi voice record.
Nag voice record siya na ako. Same type of statement.
Yeah.
Iya gid ko gi balikas.
Okay.
Then iya ang gi save ako one of my older profile pictures and send it back to me. Ana siya, makit-an ko lang yung naong gitiman-an ako ni Bantay lang yung ka, makit-an yung ka. Like, holy shit.
Mormon,
Jesus Christ, dude. What's wrong with you? I mean, pero what could I have done?
Wala, mursag ano ba? Unintended na naitabo ba?
What could I have fucking done there? Like, what quick way to contact him?
Yeah.
Dali na gid ko ni nagtawag pagid siya na.
Oh.
Wala okay ba asa siya imit? Kini ni ang basa. Wala mo gitarong na landmark.
Yeah.
Di na ako makita unsa iyang car. Di ko pwede mag-wave-wave ra sa daan na ako. Grab,
takal lang ano. Masin, lain ano eh. May tabo ni mo.
I mean, yeah. So, wala. I mean, yeah. I was at fault, I guess.
I mean, pero wala eh. Namang kay fault ato. But like, the way he handled
the
it.
Way the way he escalated that. That thing na.
Oh.
Kinaka, of course, sa Grab has been like here for like what?
Years?
Three, four years.
Yeah.
This is the first incident. I mean, na ingana gid gagrabe ang reaction sa driver. I've had kuan gid na I kind of messed up na nakasala ko sa driver like money nang wala nali kuan ko na cancel or unsa ba. This is the very first time na ingana
na lagi ka grabe lagi.
Ka 0 to 100 gid siya kay I mean, I don't know, man. At least I report na ako. I don't know, you can handle it. I can,
I don't know.
Kay kuan man gani ang thing is I'm a kuan sad, at least I'm a guy. Dili sa ko totally defenseless if mukuan mo siya pero like lang ingon tag sa babae na bigyan na siya kuan dito. Na siya reaction mo yan na siya kalit.
Mm.
Then he has a passenger na unsa ba? Unsa kadlo ko unsa eh? What the fuck?
Kuyawa no eh.
Sa addict ni buang na siya. But yeah, anyway. Interesting day. Wow. Kind of messed my head up a little bit.
Yeah, mursag ano. Mursag mind fuck if you
I kind of got fucked up there. Like,
yeah.
But yeah, more. Tried to refocus. I had some stuff going.
See how did you listen to it? Did you know how scary that was? It's like insane. I didn't realize how some Grab drivers can be so scary. Good thing after that his problem was resolved, and I don't know how Grab dealt with it. So I think they dealt with that already. Lastly, one of my favorite episodes so far is of course with the one, the only Carlo Olano of Kalami Cebu. He always brings out this very, very creative conversations. To the point that he actually hijacked my podcast and did his own. It's called the Trending Now podcast. So here's a clip of the Trending Now podcast part. Enjoy. So I ran out of questions. So you get to ask me questions, di ay.
So, what's up with you, Julian? Why are you doing podcasts?
I want to do a podcast, mainly one, so that there will be more podcasters good in Cebu and basically in the Philippines.
So, by the way, the second part of this podcast is now called Trending Now Podcast. And I'm the host, and he's the guest, by the way. I'm Kaloy, the Karinderia Explorer, and this is Julian, my guest today of the Utterly Random podcast. So, okay. So, Julian, so why of all the people that you chose to have a podcast, why creators? Why local creators? Why not just hot women, for example?
Hot women are hot women. And then
actually,
like,
he didn't have some hot women before.
No. Oh, my God. What the hell is this? Trending now.
Yeah, I was really wondering why it's always girls. His guests are girls. So.
No, that's just a coincidence.
Maybe for him, those were the hot girls. Okay. So, that's...
Again, it's a coincidence.
So, why creators? Why?
Because
there are many, like, let me say just like underrepresented voices, and I just wanted to have a conversation with them about what they do and what they think about certain things, and then like I want also their take on, like, want to give them a bit of a perspective about me, Sad, by letting them ask me questions.
Aren't creators supposed to be the noisiest bunch already?
Supposedly, but then like you tend to like, I don't know, keep stuff, you don't, sometimes you don't say it. It's like implied.
So in your short time of podcasting, who was the best podcast? Who was your best interview?
Best interview so far. I could name a few.
Best, what? Only best.
Fine, not best. I would say Isa. Isa,
see,
Paris.
A hot girl?
So.
Now you know.
No, that's not the point. Because Isa's been doing the podcast thing for a while now.
Hi, Isa. Okay.
Yeah, hi, Isa. And actually, nasa sa event before, like before I got here, bigyan mo tong Ford na event.
Okay.
So she's been doing it for a while, and her podcast inspired me to do one too. And then like, yeah, and she's really, I like na she's really talkative, good. Like she really talks a lot. It may be a disadvantage for some cases, but in podcasting, it's like a very great skill.
So you like looking at her while she talks?
No, what the hell? Why are you always... That's the thing when I always talk with you. It's like you always tend to go with
them. No, I was just asking. You said ask you questions. You can say no.
Yeah, I can say no.
Excuse me, Paul. Oh, yeah. So Isa's one of your best podcasts.
Yeah.
So who was the worst so far?
Oh my gosh.
Except this Trending Now podcast. But who else is like, you know, next time I don't want to. Don't mention name, but just give a reason why that kind of one podcast, I mean, you wanted it back. Or you didn't want it to upload it, actually. But since you committed to upload it, okay, fine.
Fine, whatever.
So why? I mean, why? Yeah, what makes a podcast bad? I mean,
what makes a podcast bad? I don't know. It's something like if there's not much meat in what the person is saying. Sometimes,
whoever you are, give meat next time.
Give meat, like. They're the kind of people that they don't really talk much, and sometimes it's like I don't really blame them for that, because like I kind of put them in that position.
Yeah, can you imagine having a podcast with a deaf mute, right? That's the wrong venue, man. You should be,
no.
So yeah, sometimes we put people in a spotlight, right? So yeah.
Sometimes they kind of don't like it. So like they tend to get awkward, but like, you know, eventually if you talk a while, then maybe it will come out. But yeah, maybe.
I just had to put this one last favorite episode in, because this is the one with multiple guests. So sometimes in the podcast I have more than one guest, so like 2-3, and sometimes it goes chaotic if I don't handle it. So this one is the episode before I took a break, I think. Yeah, this is the episode before I took a break. It's Carlo of Calami Cebu again, Aldrin of Aldrin Core. He also has an episode of the podcast, guys, you should check it out. And for the first time in the podcast, Jomi Hospital, very interesting YouTuber. I love his content, especially Ibong Mama. Yeah, Ibong Mama Sex Bomb. So here's a clip of us talking about our lessons of 2018. Some of them are spicy than others, so check it out.
Hi, Ato ka mag-drop this, ato ka sa roof deck ba yan?
Di ba? Mga nabuak dyan, naglagot ka. Ihug ni magi kasi mong unit pa doon sa umot. Hindi ka
mabuak. Hindi ka mabuak. Sa kuwi, kita as kaya kung doon nito. Saro di mabuak.
Hindi ka mabuak. Kaya pag-ihan natin sa saro. Ano sa to? Di wong pa.
Ano sa to yung mag-doon rin? Katong gikan sa NASA?
Ah, NASA ka. Ay, dili ko eh. Kayo, ang daot ko.
Ano sa chest mask?
Hindi ako sponsorun.
Ihog daw gikan sa NASA nga ano space station pa lang. May mo na meteor.
Not totally.
Denta ba mission ng
Pero guys, excited ba mo sa 2019?
Kaayo as in.
Oh, ganahan na sa ko. Ganahan na sa ko mag 2019 pero mahuman na ni 2018.
So what have you learned in 2018?
Ay, grabe na.
Trending grabe now, podcast na. Again.
Podcast trending. Kuan ka to, learn how to accept impermanence. Kaya nga kana ang mga kuan tao and mga pangyayari kay like kuan jud sila kanang dili sila permanente so learn how to accept it and enjoy every moment because dili jud na siya mo last forever and
so wala forever
yes wala forever and sa kuan po take time to kuan take time to kanang magkuan heal sa himself and come back stronger so that's why excited juga kung 2019 kuan napasabog next year left and right.
Ako yung sunod kay ako yung na-learn yun nitatakit sa akong head akong utok kay ano don't be sad na nawala siya be happy that it happened.
Uy, ako man na uy, status ko na sa Twitter nagbasa ka na ko no
naunsan din sila naunsan nung ninduha
mga move on
puro man may forever
mga move on
mga move on
pero bito happy rin sa ko na itabo to regardless kung unsay na itabo
no?
Sa end
true.
Anyway, yeah. More na siya.
Aldrin.
Ang ako ka nang, kuhaan ka nang, every time magod na yung mga opportunities, mga natag say no. Ana. Sa ako, magod kasi ko, yes, yes. Until, na ako sa kanang level, na kanang, nindot lagi na siya na, kuhaan na moment na, ni say yes ko sa specific project, ni boom, gani ko. Ang first is, katong kuhaan niya, ni go ko sa katong Mindanao 1, katong sa Butuan. So, naka-travel ko. Kaya di matakwa ito kay ka, magkabar ka po yun din ko ba, travel-travel to ako lang gi-persigin na gano'n ko maka-travel log outside. So nakaya ra din ako. Then second is ka na mga art opportunities like ang David Gison,
oh my God.
Si BTL.
Power. As in, kibalo baka nga, dili siguro ko ma-vlogger ka, kung dili anato mo ni David. Like, siya yung reason yun na vlogger ko and then okay. Munang kabalo kong edit and then muto na ang tanan ako editing skills from vlogging na. Push to vlogging nang nagbibis man lang ikaw
din ay ang nag-decide sa iya ko ang laban ni mo
puhunik ako yung decide
sa iya I'll be very excited isa na sa mga pasabog ngay grabe na watch out sa mga get out ang mga intro
excited na sa kong work sad ang ikaduha is kanang kanabang nindot po ang output if kanang mo kung gani mo kanang collaboration like for example bisag small creator lang or big creator so there kanang possibilities jud ba na for example jud magtabo na something great if mahitabo ang collaboration and the third one is positivity so compared to next year last year 2017 where something na negativity sa akong self muna akong Christmas before is kanang very kanang sad siya na ako ba pero karon kay warag happy na ako warag wala na ko gi-wish na jud kaya as in kanang natuman ako mga wish mga several years like garan ko kanang exposure nang tabon jud siya exposure nga dako na meet dan ang tao so mura jud siya kanang
kasin pa na next year
positivity o positivity kanang try to say yes jud for the meantime ba bahalag no yes jud yes
Mubay jud siya believe and you're halfway there at charon
doors unlock ni parang Aldrin sure ko mo lambo pag init maayo
so ikaw. Kamu positive man kay mo so ako na sa ni para sa mga tao
negative
na niagig bad year na there's always gonna be bad years but it normally leads to one of your best years so depending on us team pag adjust and you I think those bad years are there to teach you something and when you learn it you'll be ready for one big year. And
oh my God!
Yeah, sa katong...
Feel lang mag-historya ni Carlo Parman ako. I love it.
Sa katong nagka-bad na 2018, it bounced back higher in 2019 and showed the world na yes, you've learned and you're now better and stronger.
Nako i-add ka to. Nakakita ko sa video ni Jomi katong what happened, something ba? Or nagtabon to siya na ako, sa ako po. Warag ko ka ng, dahan ko ka ng mga circle of friends na mawagtang rakalit. Warag ma-disappoint ako dahil munang for example ay for munang karon na if na ko yung mga new friends or ma-accept na ko na if mawala sila is okay ra
mojo na ako masabot sa impermanence no laban ni Mies nag-vlog na podcast ni Danny
shout out sa mga organizers shout out to Clover Creatives. Hello.
Wala ko i-delay video eh. Shout out lang.
Podcast na ini. Padayon.
Wala to. Kato mo na. Wala to na. Warang nakuha ko ni Jomi na. It's okay, it's okay na to be okay.
Yes.
Kay, after ana, na may mga new people. Kana, Jo. New people. Muna excited kong na ko yung ma-meet other people. At least ba? Ang, na ko yung purpose.
Pan today ay. Kuan pud karon manggood kay murag daghan pud ko mga new people nga gina kuan bitaw gina meet diha jud ka ma-amaze because every person naa jud na siya specialty nga murag wow maayo kay siya ani and then hopefully na kay makuha na nga person para ma-better ka so, kana ma-better ka na kay new skill nga ma-acquire
bitaw then ako sang nakatunan sa kay like pag when I got ano kung pag nawala to kay like sometimes ang good Di na ko ipa-feel. Na chess mess again.
Chess mess.
Unya na off the air lang.
Usay.
Muli ni reply siya sa akong tweet. Ka-relate di siya.
Si Joe Megan na ipakanaan ni na episode.
For foreshadowing, bitoy.
Shadowing. Ano siya, ano?
I let myself feel na. Pero sa una nga, ni-resist yun ko. Mo-feel ato nga feeling. Pero ipa-feel na ako para maka-move on na yun ko.
Oh, move
forward.
Kapasitive ba sa itong kung ano
yung pag-aaral?
Ganun na yung pre-serious.
Serious
na yung mag-dito.
Talk show. Talk show.
Magandang buhay.
Mental health na yun. Chill topic din.
Ito. Yeah, guys. Yes, Mona. Oh, Mona to one. Yeah. So, don't worry. Next year, you'll hear more about with us. So, yeah. So, na yung podcast.
New version.
Bas hindi ay, you learn something from us also. And yeah, we thank Jomi sa yung mga tweets. And I'm sure na nga may goso kung kuan, by the way. Mag-dates lang medyo maldito kayo.
Oh my 500 God!
Likes.
Shout out no, kiniabot mo 500 likes ang ako ang tweet. Mag-data, wero, ay kung naminaw ka, nilaban mo rin. Nakakangot ko siya mo dito. Muna ako masabot sa new people. O, di ba?
No, hinaon na din pag-dates new people na... na 500 likes.
Pag-like. Mubo na, no? Kung naapos kay Gusto Jun, kinang push it. Ana, Jun, siya ayaw panghinayang sa himself because mas manghinayang ka sa mga things nga wala ni mo gibuhat kasi sa mga things nga imo ang gibuhat.
Yes.
Kaya, wala, mag-leave, mag-una ako, ano, may pag-ibuhat ko to, inanagan. So at least, no regrets, just love.
Fuck,
bro. No, dito na kayo ending, diba?
Share peace, positivity, and love. Yeah. Charot.
Yes.
Di siya copyright trademark kaya nabutan ko addition.
Before I go, I would also like to mention someone, a tech YouTuber named Joshua Vergara. He's been doing solo since earlier this year. And I think he's doing great job with his channel, with his tech side, the foodie side, and his vlogs. His vlogs are like one of the coolest vlogs I've seen. Takes advantage of the vertical video we've been seeing recently, so that's great. So yeah, shout out to you, Josh. Hope to get you on the podcast someday. Please. Thank you. There you have it. Those are some of my favorites of 2018. If I went on and mentioned everything, I might take more than an hour and I don't really have that much time right now. So yeah, thank you so much to you, the listener, for joining me in this wonderful first season of The Creator Life. Thank you to every guest that I've ever had on the podcast, including my guest with the most number of guestings on this podcast, which is Rhea of Call Center Ninja, who just had 15k subs in a year. That's amazing for a YouTuber who just started like this year, which is insane. So congrats, Rhea. I can't believe I put in the shout out this late in the episode. So you can check out my tech blog at utterlyrandomtechie.com. You can also check out my coffee blog. Doesn't have much yet, but changing that next year. coffeesugbo.wordpress.com. That's coffee, SUGBO, www.wordpress.com. Might change that next year. You can follow me on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Utterly Random Techie, and Coffee Sugbo. I'm both there. You can follow me on Twitter. My tech blog's Twitter. Still bitter about this because of long not accepting long usernames. You are Techie and Coffee Sugbo. So, you can also follow the podcast at Creator Life Pod. That's Creator Life Pod. That's it. Last podcast of the year. Recorded last day of the year. Will be out first day of 2019. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Happy New Year. Until season 2, guys. Enjoy your tech. Bye-bye.
Bye. Happy New Year.